Hi, welcome to the podcast. Well, as you know, periodically we take a break from the current evidence-based medical review and focus on bizarre points in medical history. Well, in this session, we're going to cover a medical portrait of Dr. Samuel A. Mudd, from whose name we get the saying, "Your name is Mudd." Man, how medical ethics betrayed this physician in history and ruined his life. Let's take a look at the story now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Few physicians have had their names immortalized in everyday speech, although not all of them deserved it or even wished it upon themselves. One who inadvertently won this accolade was Dr. Samuel A. Mudd, spelled M-U-D-D, who gave rise to the saying, "Your name is Mudd." After John Wilkes Booth assassinated President Lincoln in 1865, he fled the scene badly wounded and later called in on Dr. Mudd. True to his Hippocratic oath and in following the medical principle of beneficence, Dr. Mudd treated Booth for his injured back and put his broken leg in a splint before allowing him to go on his way. Although the doctor had nothing to do with the assassination plot, he was arrested for assisting Booth. His name was Mudd. At the trial, he was sentenced to hard labor for life, to be served at Fort Jefferson on the notorious Dry Tortugas, which was a cluster of reefs 100 miles west of the Florida mainland in the Gulf of Mexico. Then, in 1867, there was an outbreak of yellow fever on the Dry Tortugas, and over half the prisoners and garrison, including the governor, died from the disease. Dr. Mudd had treated yellow fever several years beforehand during an outbreak in Baltimore and understood that it was highly contagious, suspecting that it was carried by mosquitoes. He was permitted to take over and was instrumental in saving many lives before he himself felt ill. Fortunately, he did recover, only to be clapped in irons once again by the new governor and returned to hard labor. Then, 2 years later, Mudd did receive a presidential pardon and returned to his small Maryland tobacco farm, where he eked out a small, meager living, frequently acting as an unpaid doctor to the poor locals, many of whom were impoverished, released slaves. While Mudd lived out his days in obscurity, trying to reestablish his good name, his bad name traveled by word of mouth around the world, gaining infamy and immortality in the famous saying, "Your name is Mudd." Well, that's the infamous story of Samuel A. Mudd. While adhering to medical ethics and the principle of beneficence, he was rewarded by hard labor and he never recovered his good reputation. What would you do? Well, that wraps up our quick history in review on Clinical Pearls. We'll see you next time.